Welcome back to the M&J's World Podcast, helping family generations of tomorrow grow and succeed. And now, your hosts, Matteo and Jennifer Virg.
The challenges of weight loss.
Management.
I mean management. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I messed it up already. Welcome back. And so we're going to be talking about the challenges of weight management. It seems like it's a topic that can use some attention, right?
Yeah.
But why did you want to explain the reason why we worded it this way?
Yes, because weight loss is for ones who need to lose the weight, but management would be for everyone.
Right.
Even the ones that are healthy but don't consider themselves as healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's weight loss management or weight management.
Weight management makes more sense, yeah, because you go up and down on things. It's not, right. You know, I think the proof is in the pudding. I would love to gain weight. And this is something we talk about all the time. Yeah, you know, how do you go about the process of
managing a healthy weight that you feel comfortable
right.
at being?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're not hurting yourself.
Mm-mm.
I think it was probably when we first started talking about this topic, when we were doing our research, this was like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I mentioned was drugs are bad. You know, when we're talking about illegal drugs, you know, mm-hmm. someone who's on heroin or any other type of drugs that physically right. drains your body.
Yeah, because certain drugs also causes...
That's not good health. Know. That's not good weight management.
No.
And those aren't good healthy decisions. So mm-hmm. disclaimer, don't do drugs. Dare was right.
And then again, there's also people who have health issues.
Yeah, you know, right.
That causes like people with cancer, weight loss.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah. you do have to manage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's Kelly Clarkson. She's now the one that everyone seems to be... having rumors about?
No, there was some, yeah, it sounds like there was some criticism. Yeah. I don't know. How did these things start? Like, is this something that just trends on, like, TikTok or something and people come across the wind of this stuff? Like, you know, I don't know how news, like, nowadays
but why would
circulates.
It
but
either.
Right. Right. And this was also something we discussed. The comparison of how responsible does a celebrity have to be? And I think one of the articles you were reading was explaining this, like,
mm-hmm.
how much is too much information or too little? You know
that
what I mean?
Anyone needs to, like, share.
Right.
A celebrity or not.
Yeah.
You should not, if you don't feel comfortable sharing information, you do not need to.
Right. It's a personal thing. It's a personal option. They're human beings just as mm-hmm. much as we are. I don't see a reason why. You know, and now I will say this. What's been cool about this experience for us personally
mm-hmm.
is that we came across a lot of information we would not have known about.
Unless we were doing the research.
Until we heard this and we started scratching our heads and we're like, right. okay, what? And we're going to get into some of that here on the show today.
Yeah.
But I just, it was, it's interesting to... Well, let's focus on the topic at hand here, right? Because we're talking about comparing ourselves to a celebrity. We shouldn't do that.
No.
The best way is to do what?
It's just that
talk to your mother freaking doctor.
Right.
Talk to your mother doctor, because.
I mean, that's you should, no matter if someone says that I'm taking this medication to do this, you should just be happy for them. You shouldn't have to rumorize or make rumors on
out of something.
If this person is not telling you exactly what it is they're taking or what they're doing, don't rumor that they're doing something.
Right, right.
If that's not what they told you.
And that's what's concerning, because I'm like thinking to myself, it reminds me of the whole Trump situation. He said something about drinking chlorine, something or another, on national TV, mm-hmm. and then made this whole the crazy thing about it. Well, it kind of reminds me of that, because then we got people running around saying Ozempic and stabbing themselves with something they shouldn't be, because that product is specifically for people with diabetes.
Right.
Let me put that up on the screen real quick so we can see that. So Ozempic is a product that is specifically for people with diabetes or issues with blood sugar levels. And this isn't the only product that exists for this kind of stuff. Right. You know, it says here, you know, once weekly along with diet and exercise lowers blood sugar in adults with type 2 diabetes. So sounds like an amazing product. I mean, for people that have those health issues, those health concerns, and whatever is recommended from your doctor. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
That's what I'm saying. If it's prescribed and it's actually being, what is it?
Administered?
By the doctor, right, where they check you and make sure everything's fine, it should not matter.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It shouldn't.
I don't, right. I mean.
But yeah, it's all about, you know, personal.
And there's a lot of people who think that, you know, decision. Eating right and exercise is the only thing that's going to make somebody lose weight, and it won't if they have health problems. That's stopping it.
Oh, right. 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 And you can speak from personal experience.
Yes.
You have thyroid.
I have thyroid, which I have not been taking my medication.
For that. Yeah.
And I also have not been losing weight, but I also don't eat unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think that leads into that whole conversation that we had, which was not, again, several days ago, where we were circling back around about creating healthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something that's important for people to realize is a healthy habit is something you do
daily.
Religiously, mm-hmm. You do it consistently. You do it on a regular basis.
Brushing your teeth.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you do that daily. You're supposed to.
Yeah,
but a lot don't.
Right, right.
I'm guilty of that. I don't it's every day.
Guilty as charged. Right, exactly.
Yes.
You know, and mm-hmm. those healthy habits though have a payout.
Right.
Something that a payload that comes with it,
mm-hmm.
a benefit.
Yeah.
And I think the same plays with, you know, creating a regimen with exercising, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about weight management, okay, mind you, not weight loss.
Not always weight loss, right.
Just weight management.
Because you've had where you've taken insurers and they've made you sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bottle that you haven't even opened. Hyaline
protein, powder. I know. Tell me about it.
Uh-huh.
But again, those are my bad habits of not creating those good habits and making it a repetitious thing where I just, mm-hmm. you know, stay in that flow. And God willing,
again, it's all about dedication,
right.
and motivation.
Yeah.
Which again,
I
think
pray.
That's my big thing is not motivating myself
mm-hmm.
to get into the habit of doing what
good
I
workflows
know,
like
right?
That. Yeah,
what I know I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
it's important.
Honestly, if I just reach out to my own doctor about weight management,
mm-hmm. right?
About helping, and if I need to get on that medication, why not do that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to now talk to them about that, but it's also motivation,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what's going to give me motivation, but I did just graduate.
Right. Congratulations.
You know?
I got to say it again, officially on air.
I did just graduate.
You know, I said it a million times off air, but
I just got my high school diploma at 36. So my next step is, you know, college.
Right.
So hopefully the weight management
plays into it.
All of it. Right. Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call the flow of life. It's just right. I mean, just going through the wave of life, and you know, it's never too late. Mm. That's the most important thing. Mm. You know, I almost cried from seeing that 92 year old lady on the stage there getting her high school
and
diploma
I am proud
at 92
that
years
I actually
old.
Actually, got to be in the same, you know, category as her.
Right. She's your alumni.
92
year old. Is one of your alumni, man.
Mm-hmm.
That sweet old lady. I wish I had her picture ready to show on stream. Mm-hmm. I can plug it in later. But man, like, yeah, it was just, it's amazing to see those kind of opportunities like that. It almost made me cry sitting there, mm-hmm. like seeing that. Cause I'm like,
I did cry.
Yeah. And I've been through the same experiences through college. Yeah.
Listening to her story was Well,
I've been through the same thing through college. You know, these, you see some 60-year-old guy that's there still going through college, and I'm there as this young 18-year-old kid fresh out of high school, out of high school, 19 at the time, and going to school with these older individuals. I'm like, at that time as a and at that time as a young adult, I kind of looked like, why are you here? It didn't make sense to me as a young adult.
Because you just are freshly out of high school and you're
right.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I look back and I'm like, yeah, you stupid little kid. It makes all the sense now.
It matters.
The education, the knowledge, and just growing. And yeah, it matters. It matters 100%. I'm sorry. I don't mean to go on a tandem, but we got to get back on topic. Get back on topic here. So management.
But no, yes. It matters for the simple fact is that no matter how old you are, there's always going to be obstacles in the way that also stops you
from. Deters you from it.
Even doing weight management.
Yep. Right.
So if something as simple as taking a medication is going to help put you back on that regimen, why not?
Right. And do it wisely with your doctor.
Yeah.
With their advice, you know. And the management of weight with healthy habits.
Yeah.
So not just getting on a medication because, oh, I just want to take this medicine and I just want to thin out.
No, because that's not the only thing you do.
That's not healthy.
And don't stop.
You
still have to exercise and eat. You know, you still have to do all that.
I mean, I was shocked. Yesterday when we looked at the My Plan on the amount of calories, and it shows on there the dieting, what the government current standards are.
Okay, but that's like, for BMI, body mass index.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take body mass index into consideration because it does not count.
I mean, not that you don't want to take it into consideration, but you shouldn't just lean on it as a main piece of, like, just like, you know, calories, right? They're all pieces of tools that are useful, but
it's not all like,
you got to mold it.
Especially the ones that count calories.
Right.
I've seen the calorie intake, like what you're supposed to do to manage a healthy weight.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy? Like,
I can't even do that though. Like sometimes I don't even eat that much to even.
Well, yeah, you're a bird eater. Right. Me, on the other hand, you can give me two steaks in one day and I'll be happy. Breakfast and dinner.
But even for you, they're telling you only 5 ounces of meat.
I know, right? It's crazy. Like you look at the government standards for what, according to and these are the standards.
I don't get it.
Let's actually bring that up on the screen really quick.
Yeah.
These are the standards that are set by the government, okay? According to My Plate, for anyone who's not familiar with this,
the pyramid,
food chart, food pyramid, which was the original.
So this was the original.
Mm-hmm. Is this the one you remember?
Yes.
I mean, this is what's on Wikipedia, but this is the food chart that many of us. From at least from the 80s and 90s babies.
Well, that's 1992 to 2005.
Yeah, this is what we would recall as our standards.
Mm-hmm.
This has been replaced. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of, you know, I did this research. This isn't the first time I've done this research because I researched this like, oh gosh, I would say 5-6 years ago. And I said to myself, I'm like, I seen this, My Plate. And I'm like, what?
Right.
Where's the chart? I'm like, where's the pyramid?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for a pyramid.
We had to search for the pyramid.
Right. And so you read through it and it says, remember the food pyramid? Well, like, meet My Plate.
Like they took it away?
Yeah. Right. So things have changed. And basically, you start researching into this and it's kind of shocking. It kind of surprised me. Like we entered our stats,
right?
Because if you go based off of BMI, which does play into all this, using this calculator, and so there's a lot of calculators online. I don't know what anyone is using, but I just go based off government standards because it's the most accessible for us as human beings to get reliable information from standards. So typically, that's why I lean towards government standards. But National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, this is their...
Mm-hmm. This is for their BMI, like their body mass index. And this is... So, underweight, this would be what you would be their category, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you are 18.5 or under, you're underweight.
Mm-hmm.
Normal weight would be for 18 to 24.
18 and a half to almost 25, 24.9.
That's just normal weight.
Yeah.
Overweight.
It's 25 to almost 30, 29.9.
And then anything obesity is 30 or greater is obesity.
And you can go through, they have, if you click on the view the BMI tables, that shows the more manual layout of this table here.
Like inches, which like I don't do my inches.
So this is subjective information. It's opinionated subjective information of recommendations. Mm-hmm. And which is great. It's great and all. You did some numbers. You did like your mom. Mm-hmm. You entered the kids. Right. Did yourself. The numbers we were seeing were kind of, we don't have to do it on live, but we were seeing fluctuating information where we said, yeah, that kind of makes sense, but then it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
And what was your reasoning behind it? Why you didn't agree with it?
Because muscles also is heavier than
muscles weight.
Yes.
Carries a weight to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you cannot go based on the full BMI.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like your mother is a short lady,
right?
But she's very active.
Yeah,
and her BMI will not match what.
No, it would show her probably on one of those higher categories.
Like she's overweight,
but she's not.
No,
her body's fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she's the very active, most active person that I know.
Right, she
you
walks
cannot
and
go based on
travels
that.
Everywhere. She's always on
okay,
her feet.
The whole the You guys know you. When people sit there and put others down, or when you insult someone based on their weight, because you don't know what they're dealing with.
Right. Yeah.
You don't.
Trauma.
No one knows what someone's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could have a weight problem, and that hurts them. But even the ones that are taking medication to help them, don't put them down.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Don't
no.
So the BMIs, I don't agree with that.
It's subjective. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very subjective. It gives you a target range, but I mean at the end of the day
it also teaches also little girls or even anyone that you're supposed to be based in this. Like me, if I was to go down to what they're stating,
you
my
would be
weight,
a toothpick.
Yeah. I would look sick.
Right. You'd be looking like one of those drug addict kind of slimmed out toothpick.
I won't do that.
Right.
That's
and so, and you know, from what samples we saw from Kelly Clarkson on stage,
right?
She looks healthy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there that's like
right.
And so, and it's a valid point what she was saying with Goldberg. It's a, if anyone's interested, it's an NBC series. I'm not gonna get into that, but it speaks in large terms that you got to talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an inner thing as well as where you're comfortable. Obviously, exactly. Kelly was not comfortable where she was.
Which is why she talked to her doctor.
Right.
And health reasons, which you, if you want to get into and you want to, if they want to watch it.
Right.
You have the article.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the article and this is.
Do you want me to play it back?
Yeah.
Sure. I can do that. Wait for the ad there.
Again, this is. The reason she did it is because of her health. You guys can clearly see it says blood work got so bad.
Kelly Clarkson sets records straight on Ozempic. Rumors says she started medication after blood work got so bad.
And
so
she
had a concern.
Okay, and
know,
she never mentioned what it was she was exactly taking.
Right,
so
right.
For that to, you know, be rumored that she was taking something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is that's also wrong.
Yeah. Right. This morning, some celebrities will put some so let me just stop
talking.
Grammy
award-winning singer revealing for the first time that she uses medication for weight loss during a conversation with Whoopi Goldberg on the Kelly Clarkson show.
First of all, it's all the weight I've lost because I've lost almost 2 people.
Congratulations.
Clarkson emphasizing that she does not use Ozempic.
Everybody thinks it's Ozempic. It's not. It's something else. But it's something that aids in helping break down the sugar. Obviously, my body doesn't do it right.
But says she's on a different medication.
My doctor chased me for like 2 years. And I was like, no, I'm afraid of it. I already have thyroid problems. I was afraid.
After fans praised Clarkson's new look earlier this year, the singer credited diet.
That looks healthy. Like, there's nothing there that indicates any sort of
again,
concern.
That does look a little. But at you know, she had kids.
Right.
you know, it could be a baby weight because I have that also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And health problems.
Your body does, you know, and you, as you age.
But again, to me, she there ages. Even looks healthy.
Right.
She doesn't look like way, way over.
No.
Unhealthy. Like
An exercise with her transformation.
And this was something else we just mentioned a little bit ago. She's always looked happy.
Always.
No matter the circumstance.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Telling people that she had a more active lifestyle and eats healthier.
Look, always happy. Yeah. Always now smiling.
Medication has also helped.
That doesn't mean we don't go through our ups and downs. We do. Right. It's part of life.
I was like my heaviest. I was like 203.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'3 and a half.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. But it's funny though, because people assume.
My heaviest was 230.
Right.
So being at that's being two.
Now is that after Tommy or Michelle?
That was after Tommy.
So after the second baby.
After a second, it was 230.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'2", so a little bit shorter than her.
Right. Then you equate in postpartum depression and everything else.
Right. Again, so
there's a lot of factors in life. It's not just one easy path.
I'm right now about 175.
Yeah.
So from 230 to 175, that's a lot.
That's a big jump.
But I still still got a lot that I want to go.
Right. I mean, you look back at some of the videos that are on the YouTube channel, you see it there. You can see the change.
I know.
Oh, she must have been miserable, depressed, or whatever. And I was like, no, I was not.
But the superstar says she needed a change. Drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro have become increasingly popular for weight loss.
See, they showed Zepp Bone.
Celebrities. Mm-hmm. Most famously, Oprah, who back in December shared that she used a medication and just last week reflected on her public discussion of weight loss in the past.
I have been a steadfast participant in this diet culture.
Other celebrities have discussed taking
everyone
drugs,
goes through
NBA
it.
Legend Charles Barkley.
I don't understand why there's so much rumors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I started this drug called Mounjaro.
I think Mounjaro is also, I believe,
for diabetes,
I believe.
About 6 months ago,
but the crazy thing is like, you know, science is ever evolving,
right?
Science is ever evolving. So technology is going to change. Mm-hmm. Discoveries are going to change. When I worked at Journey, one of the big things that we talked about administratively, is the whole, and I don't want to get into too much detail with it, but with COVID in general. And there's a lot of advancement in health technology that came out of being devastated by a pandemic the way it was. There's a lot of advancement in the biochemical world of industries. And I don't know anything about science and all that. But I do know what was discussed and what we've learned through the years, that there has been advancements with technology. That shouldn't come as a surprise.
Right.
And technology specifically in health. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Continue.
Amazing.
Now, after a long journey, Kelly Clarkson is speaking out, hitting the high notes of a healthy lifestyle and feeling great.
Kelly mentioned that she'd spoken to her doctor because she was trying to figure out the right path to go to lose weight. So what made her decide to go this route?
So Hoda, she said back in January that she was pre-diabetic and that her doctors had been chasing her for about 2 years to do something about it. And you heard her say just there on her show that at her highest, she was right over 200 pounds, but that she has a small frame. She's 5'3", and that it didn't really bother her, but it got to the point that she finally saw her blood work and knew that she
didn't bother her. She was happy, no matter even if she was.
She didn't specify what she's on, but she says.
But the reason for this drug is because she was pre-diabetic.
So anyone who's watching and maybe they're a little bit confused by these medications, a little scared or whatever. So Ozempic is one of them. Okay. These aren't anything to be scared of. These are just, again,
they're
innovations.
They're doctor-given medication.
Right.
You know, doctor-proven.
Speak to your doctor, not us. We are not doctors. There's also Mounjaro. Mm-hmm. And the one they didn't really speak much on, but it's out there, is Zepbound. Mm-hmm. You can do your own research on those if you'd like. But they are injections that are related to this whole
weight management
chatter that we're hearing about these products. Yeah, of weight management. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we on the show want to talk about weight management because it's more than just a drug.
Right.
It's more about your health, your dieting, and we'll transition back to that in a moment. I don't know. Was there much else?
She
on this?
Feels great, and she finally has regulated her issues that were going on in her body, and that she finally had to do something about it. But she also says it's healthy walk. It's walking, eating healthy.
Right.
Eating healthy.
So yep. the medication, right. The reason she got on it is because of her having pre-diabetes. She was pre-diabetic.
Is she?
She was. Oh, that's okay. Why she said, I need to stop this. And that's the reason why she ended up getting on the medication was to help. So she help does not right. become a diabetic.
Yeah.
But she was happy prior.
Yeah.
Before finding her blood work.
Right. And for many parents like Kelly, like yourself, pre-gestational diabetes is a thing. So
and I had that.
Right. And so the woman's body in particular, mm-hmm. as a caregiver and as a mom, this goes through a lot. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot right. going on there. We can definitely attest to that.
Yep.
Let's keep moving along.
So them are the different medications.
Now, yeah. Now let's transition back to some of the things that you've tried and some things that you recommended. One of them was the apple cider vinegar, right?
So I have done, as you can tell, I've been up and down with my weight forever. Mm-hmm. I after our son, I ended up taking apple cider vinegar along with doing this regimen of the
here,
military.
Let me put that back on the screen.
Oh,
go ahead.
Of also doing this diet, the mm-hmm. military diet. Mm-hmm. I did do that, and I was losing some weight.
Right.
But I was also not healthily taking care of myself, so I stopped it. Mm-hmm. As of, like, you gotta take vitamins. I wasn't doing vitamins with this. I'm also anemic.
Yeah, so iron is kind of a factor in that, too.
I don't take iron pills, which I should.
Yeah.
So I stopped it, but I was losing some weight on this, along with taking the apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, I mean, they're healthy.
Right.
Your friend, you know, he did that diet.
Yeah. So anyone who's actually, let me go back to the, so just so everyone's aware, as far as apple cider vinegar, these are supplements that you can get at a local vitamin store. Mm-hmm. The most common one we often hear nationwide is Swanson. So we're
utilizing
that.
My mother is obsessed with the Swanson's vitamins.
Yeah.
She always gets her vitamins from Swanson.
Yeah.
My mom is a nut when it comes to actually
natural remedies and health. Yeah.
Yes. So,
and that was the thing is like, when we looked at her BMI, she was perfect.
Yeah. She was like normal
spot
for her
on.
Height and
even
everything.
Even with some error on both sides, right. You were still hitting reasonable BMI numbers.
Cause I was like, I know slightly how much she weighs, but I don't know quite. So
right.
I kind of did. More
and she has loose, in all due respect, she has loose skin,
which
granted that comes from weight loss,
and that also but that also comes with
some of the physical activity, maybe
exercising,
right?
She doesn't,
right?
So that's where
what I think is also important in something like that, and why we call this weight management, is that even though you're at a higher weight level, when you come down, there are maybe some scars that you experience through that process,
right.
But you got to be willing to embrace that though. That's and maybe that might scare someone away from maybe losing weight because of the after effect of, oh, my body's going to have saggy skin or I'm going to,
but again, exercising,
but don't let that
helps.
Deter you.
But
exercising helps. Yeah.
If you are like taking injections or you're taking, you know, medication.
And that's the thing. We don't know what that medication is doing.
Right.
We can't speak on it. We're not doctors,
but I did say I would want to try it. As a
talk to
as
your doctor,
experiment.
Right, and see
but
how that,
I am going
right.
to talk to my doctor, which is why I got my doctor's appointment. I could bring up them three medications to my doctor to see
to
how
see
they
what advice.
Would.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just says.
Would you agree know? Though? Wouldn't you agree though? It probably would be best to start some of the home habits, right?
That's what I was about
so
to say.
So you can transition
she could
together
also
with
tell
that.
Me, she could also tell me that, you know, with just daily exercise.
Right.
And cutting out, because I do sodas, cutting out like sodas and eating like chips and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm bad for that. But we all are, you know, cakes, you know,
I think my thing is though, one of the things that I remember,
and also portion controls.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of this is real or a joke. You know, we hear so much in media. We don't know what to believe anymore nowadays. But it takes me back to one of the memories of one of Floyd Mayweather Jr. doing kind of like a vlog type. It was behind the scenes.
Or something.
Yeah,
the cheeseburger.
And he was like, he always has to have like a Big Mac or a
right
cheeseburger.
His fight.
Yeah, or something like that, or practice, I don't remember what it was. But it was just the fact that he likes to slam some junk food every once in a while. But it was taken so serious on that episode, on that show. Like some I think it sounded like maybe some of his athletic coaches, or I don't know how his manager, which I don't know, was it his, I think his dad was his manager for, I don't know. But I don't know the history behind him. I just watch him whoop everybody's ass.
It's like a, it's an everyday habit.
Yeah.
Which is my problem. I don't get into that habit. And my doctor could just say, all you need is that habit.
You don't need
shots or medication or anything.
Yeah. And granted,
but I do know I need my medication for my thyroid.
When we talk about thyroid, and Kelly Clarkson mentions blood work, I think that goes hand in hand to say, well, that's an important aspect, is to see your doctor.
Yes.
You know, work with your doctor and make sure that you have a plan in place that works well for your body, specifically.
I know, because I know for one, my thyroid, because I am on a medication that helps. I'm not going to, I guess I can get into it. I'm on ADHD medication.
Right, yeah.
And that helps me suppress my eating. Like, it helps me to not crave food.
Yeah, yeah.
But
And that's the thing, is because...
But again, no exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I was to get in the exercise along with still taking my medication daily, I would lose the weight.
And technology changes when it comes to, maybe we'll do a whole nother episode on ADHD, because we're both victims of it.
Right. You just recently stopped yours, you know, and I just recently started mine.
And mine is, my reason behind retiring a medication like that is, well, there's a lot. That's a story for another day.
Exactly.
Let's take a quick break, quick mid-roll here. We'll be right back, and then we'll continue our journey in our discussions.
All right. Settle down there, Socrates and Aristotle, with your financial wisdom. We need a commercial break, people. But before we hit the jingle jackpot, lend me your ears, you beautiful broke listeners. Ever heard of Ramsey Solutions? No? Then you're probably out there using coupons for Beanie Babies. This ain't some shady used car salesman situation, folks. We don't get a dime for this. Nope. We just stumbled onto some financial gold and figured, why hoard it all for ourselves? It's like finding a 20 in your grandma's couch, gotta share the wealth. Head over to RamseySolutions.com, that's Ramsey with an S, folks, not like that uncle who spells everything wrong on Facebook. Need to get your finances out of the dumpster fire zone? Buy a house without living in a cardboard box? Ramsey Solutions has all the tips you need to stop counting pennies and start stacking those sweet, sweet dollars. Because, let's face it, financial planning in school, more like napping and doodling dreams of owning a yacht. Ramsey Solutions is here to wake you up and show you the ropes, people. Guys, listen. They have tons of free tools on their website, from calculators to full-blown budgeting apps to help you on your path to financial freedom. It all starts with yourself. Don't wait on getting yourself caught up financially. Check them out today. Again, that's RamseySolutions.com. Take care, everyone, and have yourself a blessed day. This has been a quick mid-roll message from Joe. Back to you, Mr. Mateo, and the infamous Mrs. Jen. Hey, you guys are the true G's. Okay, I'm done now. Back to you guys.
Joe, really, I don't really think our listeners really like you to call them broke.
Yeah, we wanted to cut that segment, but we had to keep rolling. We can't cut segments on this show. We just
maybe next time, watch what you say.
Right. You got to broke? Come on, man. That's rough. That's rough. Wow. That hurts. Anyway. But
thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, for the wonderful recommendation. No, big props to Ramsey Solutions. Yes. They're a great organization, 100%. No joke.
We actually started with some Ramsey Solutions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great organization. Mm-hmm. Well, we thought maybe jumping into this. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what this is. You want to elaborate?
Are you making every bite count?
Yeah.
Do you think you're making every bite count?
I don't think so. I'm confident I'm not.
I actually think I'm confident that I'm not.
Yeah.
At least not to their standards of what they think we should be.
Right.
All right. We're going to do this based on
We're going to like mush our results together. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. MNJ.
What are your top three healthy eating goals?
Okay. Well, what do you think? For me personally, I want to get to a healthy weight. Because I need to get there. I mean, maintaining a healthy weight is one thing. I don't even know what that looks like, but I would say getting to a healthy weight would be my direction.
So not maintaining?
No, I'm not there yet. See, because I get to that healthy weight, then the question is, then what do I do to maintain it? And do I really have to stick to this my plan of eating only 2 cups of fruits per day? Because if so, I'm going to get pissed off real quick.
Okay. So for me, it would probably be to feel better about myself.
Fair. Okay. Let's see. Help get my family on track. I think that's a good one, right?
Especially
get the family on track. It's
Tommy
not just
also,
yeah. It's not just us.
No, and Michelle. She's
right.
She. Okay. So our children are total opposites.
Yeah, they are.
And they look total like my son is more me. Our daughter is more him.
Yeah.
So yes, I think that would be the third.
I think those are those are good ones.
Okay.
The energy one, increase energy. I don't think I need that.
I have enough.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not on my meds for my stuff, but I'm still like right. I'm like out there still. It doesn't.
I am too, and I mean I have not taken
your medication either. So
right.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of up there.
Right.
Which of the following are preventing you from eating healthy?
The following are preventing you from eating healthy.
Which are the following?
Others in the household do not want to. Eesh, that's a tough one. No support system. Someone to help me stay on track. That sounds like one for you, maybe, right? Because I know you mentioned that.
Yeah, I have nobody to
and
go
I'm
down
sorry.
There. I'm no
I feel
motivation
like,
to go down to.
Yeah, I feel
fitness.
Like I'm messing up on that as a husband. It's like I got to do better on that, apparently.
But you also want to get...
That's the problem, though, because I'm not, secure with myself
so
either.
So it's like we both need to, but neither of us have the motivation.
Right. Yeah, that's messed up.
So we need to be each other's motivation.
We need to drag around each other to find someone else to motivate us, apparently.
Right.
Sheesh. Oh, man.
It don't cost too much because we have a fitness right in there.
Yeah, it's literally 2 doors away. So that's not...
And then
takes
too much
time.
30 minutes.
For crying out loud, we have so much free time. It's disgusting. Well, yeah, but even if we did, we'd still have plenty of time.
That's 8 hours of work day.
Right.
You still have...
Out of those 12 hours, you take out half an hour of that or an hour to exercise?
Taste and flavor? No, because we can always make our own
Excuse me, what is this quiz about?
Eating. What's preventing
us? Oh, preventing taste? Nah.
No, because we do our own flavors.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, and I think once you get to a healthy balance, it's like then you can have that easy... going with salt. I don't know. A lot of people seem afraid of salt, but I don't know if that's just a lot of high blood pressure nowadays. I don't know.
I don't really know which other one besides
We just suck. We just don't have a support system. And here we are on a freaking podcast
that's
trying to encourage other people.
Right. And
we can't even
encourage
ourselves.
What is that about?
Okay. How many do we need? Select all that apply? Okay, that's probably
that's
it, right?
Yeah.
I think this really...
And convenient?
No.
No?
I just don't see it.
I don't
either. Okay, let's keep going.
How familiar are you with my plate? Not familiar at all. Pyramid food like that, I am.
So this, just a quick pause here on this, because this is actually something else we talked about off air, was the fact that we have all been raised in a household where we were used to eating a certain way.
Right.
So, I mean, religiously, that kind of, like, we're saying that basically we share our ancestries' connections on our eating habits. Mm-hmm. Because depending on how you eat at home, it's going to probably carry on with you in some way, shape, or form. So... I think that is a big factor when we're talking about, are we familiar with my plate? I think pretty much everyone is to an extent. We all know grains and bread and milk
protein and dairy.
Right. Yeah. The basic concepts of it. To be honest with you, if you go through the entire My Plate book, it's all of that just in detail. So, and there might be a lot there that's useful for the young generations out there.
I mean, I would say
I don't want to be cocky and honest, like over the top. I would say somewhat familiar. That's our second best option there.
Okay. Is this your first time visiting My Plate?
No. Not for us. We had discussed this years ago.
Now let's look into what you're currently eating. How often do you eat fruit group?
From the fruit group. 0 to 2. Dang, I'm messing up. Ooh-wee.
Is that you?
I hate to answer that question because I think that's where I land is, in the 0 to 2 days per week. That's not good.
I mean
juices. But then I'm drinking juices that got high fructose in them.
No, that's why it even says 100% fruit juice.
No, we're talking like 5% over here.
That's why I wanted to get 100% juices from Juicy Juice. And you're like, no, Tropicana. We got to drink Tropicana.
It tastes good, man. It's good stuff.
Because all that sugar.
Oh, man, love it. Okay, so I'm sorry. Bad habits. Yeah.
It sucks, but we're that.
Uh-huh. You too? I get that.
Well, I had fruits.
You don't ever get lonely and then you just stand there by the fridge and then like grab a grape.
That's why them fruits were in there because I ate them the other day.
Okay.
But so, I would still say 2 days a week.
0 to 2 days a week?
I would at least say 2 days,
rarely. Yeah, we're rarely.
Which sucks, man.
Okay.
How often do you eat vegetables?
I like my vegetables.
I would say about that.
On a good week. If we're not like poor and broke on a good week, occasionally, because I like.
Well, guess what? That's probably why Joe called our listeners broke listeners.
Exactly,
because we're broke too, huh?
Set by example.
He was actually talking to us.
Jeez, I'm putting myself on a cutting block.
Joe, you were talking to us, weren't you?
Subliminally, I didn't even realize it. There's a slap in the face.
Right.
No, but I love my green beans.
I mean, I do too. I like broccoli. Broccoli's
good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, peppers. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
See, they add the pepper, but see, I like mine. I like mine as often always, but usually green, it's occasionally. Yeah. But why do they got to keep the pepper out of the occasional picture?
I don't know.
All right. How often do you eat dark green vegetables?
Like we said, I like my broccoli.
Yeah, I think we're on the occasionally for that.
I do like my green onions. I like my green peppers. Mm-hmm. So I would...
Maybe often, yeah. That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orange vegetables.
Red and orange vegetables. Does that... Okay, so we're just talking like carrots and tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. I love carrots, but I'm not really for tomatoes.
Sweet potatoes? What about pumpkins? Hold on,
what about ketchup?
That don't count.
It's a tomato.
That don't count. It's got like all kinds of stuff in it. There's no
ketchup.
No way. No. No. No.
Okay. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'm not much for tomatoes.
I love tomatoes.
I know you do, but do you like squash? No.
No. I love carrots and tomatoes, but
you only eat carrots when it's cooked.
Yeah, I'm not much into the raw tomatoes.
I eat raw, so.
Yeah.
That's why you don't ever eat carrots.
See, that's why they got the mixed vegetables. That's the best way to do it, because then you get a blend of them in there.
Beans. Ooh, we do like some beans, though.
Yes. Sign me up for beans.
And what is lint? What is it?
Lentils? Don't mind that person. This is just us observing information before we make sure our stuff's verified. Lentils.
It's like beans in a way, right? It's all kind of like beans. So that whole entire
are they like kind of like the
beans.
White ones or whatever? Like, okay.
Well, that one says red lentils.
Oh, or higher fiber. So what it sounds like to me is like if you're a little bit lacking on protein or fiber, maybe then you want to go to lentils. Usually not for us because I was raised in a Spanish eating home
with some meat.
Yeah, so usually like. We would do our rice and beans with chicken because, you know, so the chicken, you're going to get some protein and fiber from that. So we didn't really use, lentils weren't really a thing in my Spanish family, personally.
Yeah, and with me, I mean...
Okay, let's keep rolling.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I would say occasionally with beans at least.
Yeah.
I mean, because this also says kidney beans,
pinto, soybeans, black-eyed peas, split peas. I love a lot of those.
So we do kidney beans when I do my chili. Yeah.
I personally would do red beans with the rice, pinto but I know beans. The kids aren't big on. Oh, well, Michelle's not big on. I love the
red rice with the beans. Yeah. So occasionally on that.
Yeah.
How often do you eat from the grains? Group.
We quite often from that group.
I would say often on that
we're
one.
We're almost Italian. Okay.
How often do you eat whole grains? Oh, we don't eat whole.
Yikes. No. Mm-mm. I've tried to dabble in this area a little bit once in a while, like getting like.
Because you don't do brown rice.
Yeah, I try to get like wheat chips and stuff, but I get scared and I walk away. Let's be honest, never rarely.
Me either. Oh, we just recently starting to get from.
You've been falling
fish.
Into the. Yeah, some seafood.
I have been starting to do more
I would say
seafood
often,
now.
Always on this one.
We do. Yeah. And then we do love eggs. Our meats and
we
poultry
just had some
and,
eggs
yesterday.
Throw it all in my face. Yes.
Yep.
Put me on a cooking
How
show.
How often do you eat seafood? We started, seafood. So I would say about maybe twice now.
We recently did twice. Let's stick to the once, because I mean,
okay.
You got to factor that in.
I want to start buying more seafood.
Budgeting, yeah. Protein foods. We're back to this again. Oh, no, protein. No. Cheese, peanuts, peas. What do you think?
We do it often.
Yeah, often.
We have cheese a lot.
Yeah.
And milk and,
6+ days per week. Yeah, weekly. Yeah.
Oh, here's the dairy.
This area is kind of this area is important.
You do every day.
But I feel like our family's been struggling in this category a little bit.
Okay, no, can I say something? Michelle and I have been struggling in this category. You and Tommy drink milk about every stinking day, morning, night, noon. I mean, you guys are perfect when it comes to milk.
Yeah.
Your dairy. And we do have cheese, a lot of cheese. The only thing we don't normally do is yogurt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we do milk and cheese pretty much, I would say you guys, but Michelle and I are struggling.
That's why I want to put it on occasionally, because if we're averaging this out to the household, there could be some improvement in that area,
It could be this every day for her and I, too.
Yeah.
Now, get this, though. I used to love milk.
Mm-hmm.
White,
Yeah.
Being pregnant with the kids.
Right.
And then once I stopped, I don't drink milk anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Even in my cereal, I used to drink it out of the bowl, but I don't.
Wow.
Milk, I don't know. After I got pregnant, I stopped drinking.
The only reason why I don't drink my milk out of the bowl is because I drink so much milk anyway. So usually when I get cereal, I'm like already milked out.
It's so bad that
but I can't do cereal dry, though.
It's so bad with Michelle.
Yeah.
She eats plain dry cereal.
Dry cereal, Michelle does? Yeah.
That's how bad she doesn't get milk in her life. Goodness. Low fat. We're all on low fat all the time. We're always 1%.
Yeah.
So this would be often.
Yes. Well, that's something we've relied.
We
but
actually went
that
down
was because,
to,
yeah, it's, through the years, it's
well,
been something
it used to
we've
be
always
whole
observed.
Milk, when the kids were
right,
younger.
Right. Exactly.
Milk.
We had a lot of whole
and then
milk.
We went down to 2%. Mm-hmm. And then now just recently, because even your mom's like, ew, you guys still drink that 1%.
Yeah. We've been doing that now for 5 years?
Yeah.
Somewhere around
that.
We
started going to 1%.
But that's also because on our own personal research, statistically, from what we have researched, we were told that 1% is the healthier or even skim-free or fat-free.
Because actually, what is it? This helps you live a little bit longer.
Apparently, it has something to do with lifespan on your body. We need milk. We do need the milk.
Well, milk is good for your bones anyway.
Yes. Yeah, and there's plenty of online information for that. But moving along.
Which is kind of what we did with our daughter. We had to show her how important milk is.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
Lactose free milk?
Never.
See, now I don't know anything about that area of soy milk. I'm not very familiar with that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
What would you like to learn more about? Pretty much nothing. that's not an option.
Let's go to because a lot of people will say, well, to eat healthy, you have to have money. I don't believe that. I will adamantly say this with confidence. I don't believe in that shenanigans. Go ahead and select healthy eating on a budget. Let's do it.
And that's it.
Is this like a select more than one?
Healthy beverage choices. I need that because guess what? I suck at that.
There you go. Me too, because apparently I'm drinking stuff with too much sugar in it. So right. Yeah.
Meal planning? Nah, I think I'm pretty good at that. Dining out and takeout? I don't think we really do much of that.
Yeah.
Because we're broke.
Yeah, so it's a lot of food at home. Yeah.
Grocery shopping tips? I don't need that. Kitchens, time saving?
No, there's like apps for all that. All
right, we're good.
Would you be interested in learning more about sodium, salt, saturated fats, and added sugars? I don't want to know none about salt. I think we have a good balance on salt. Mm-hmm. I don't know about added sugars, because after that last video we saw from you,
we're a rookie.
We are a rookie? Dang.
That's sad.
We got whooped. Let's take a look at this. Let's break this down. What do we got? I want to see this. I think that shows full. Yeah, okay. We can see it on the stream. How often do you eat from the fruit group?
Apparently never.
Yeah, we're rookies. I would say this is fair.
Oh, we're bad.
We got some work to do.
We got a whole bunch of work.
I mean, hey, we had the often always for the grains, but apparently we need some whole grains in our life. I don't know. But guys, this is something you can try for yourself if you'd like. It's on the U.S. Department of Agriculture website.
Just go to myplate.gov.
Yeah, myplate.gov by the USDA. It's their recommendations. Mm. I don't know. What do you think? Tell us what you think. Take a look at it. Give it a shot. See what you think. What your opinion is. Do you think they're crazy? I don't know. I think these are good guides for making healthy decisions in life. Uh-huh. If you look at the military diet, it's going to factor in a lot of this with that.
Because if you look at it, again, this is it.
Yeah.
So
we don't have much time, but we can just... So this here, you can actually go on My Plate, and they actually have plans broken down by age groups and calorie groups.
This again was for our daughter.
Yeah, so this was for our daughter's calculation. And you can see here how this is her daily consumption, what she should be consuming. 1.5 cups of fruit, 5 ounces of protein, 2 cups of vegetables, three cups of dairy, and five ounces of grains. So check it out. I think it's useful information, especially for getting yourself healthy. Is there anything else we were...
Yeah, what about the beauty and all that?
Yeah. Let's do that really quick. We've got like 7 minutes. We can do that real quick.
Okay.
You can do the chart here. So when you go onto the My Plate plan, there's a way you can use their calculator and you can go through, enter your information, see more on that. Let's do this. So let's switch back cameras here real quick. I got to explain this really fast before we jump into it.
Because I have no clue either.
Yeah. So Jen has not seen these searches. No. I went through and I wanted to do a search of basically certain words, and I called this the image of self-reflection, because
the whole weight and weight management.
Weight management.
How we see ourselves,
yeah,
opposed to apparently what the media or internet,
the world, or what the world perceives as these terms, as these words.
Yeah,
and so I did a few searches. I did beautiful, beauty, attractive, and handsome. What'd you think come up? What's your opinion on what you thought would be showing for beautiful? What's your thought?
See, my thought for that would be beautiful would be like flowers or, of course, some women.
Yeah.
I would even consider men beautiful. Okay. Babies.
Yeah.
You know.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, Mrs. Lady, let's take a look and see what we got. Here's beautiful.
Okay.
So we got predominantly... female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Female gender here for majority of this, except for like Sean Kingston. Oh, because of the song Beautiful.
Beautiful girls.
Yeah, beautiful girls. Okay. Other than that.
And again, look, it got flowers, which it shows.
Oh, there's a flower. Yeah.
Which I consider,
here's a landscape.
Which, yep. Is
house
like
beautiful.
Scenery.
And a baby.
Mm-hmm. So the kind of things that I've said.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not bad.
It looks like predominantly.
Women,
mm-hmm. right? I think is what we're seeing here.
Women
except for this
or girls.
Beautiful, sly man right here.
Women and baby girls, you know, children.
Yeah.
But yes, women for beautiful. Now that is beautiful.
That's a real...
The most beautiful girl in the world, yeah.
Gosh.
I know.
Like, I looked at that picture, and I do a lot of photography, mm-hmm. and especially face photography, and wow.
That is beauty.
That's it. That's a, that's that, like, I'm looking at that, like, that is that AI? Is that AI? Right. Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So, okay. That's beautiful in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump to the next one.
Okay.
Got about three more minutes here. Next word on the list, beauty. What do you think, honey? What do you think we got for beauty?
Be the same thing.
You think beauty is going to give us this kind of same results mm-hmm. as what we just saw for beautiful?
Right.
All right, let's take a look. See what we got.
Okay.
Here's beauty.
Would you be like makeup?
Yeah, you noticed that? Mm-hmm. Kind of transitioned a little bit. It's more specific to...
Like makeup and yeah. women putting on makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got some mixed multicultural.
Which is beautiful, all of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it's makeup. All makeup.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some flowers in the relation mm-hmm. of beauty, I guess, and makeup.
Okay.
Yeah. Pigmentation, it's all over the place.
Right, because it's all different, which all is different. The truth.
It's good to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Even ones embracing their body the way God gave it to them.
Yep.
All right, next on the list. Next word on the list.
Now attractive.
Attractive. What do you think? Okay, I got to hear your opinion on this one. What do you think attractive is going to show?
That's kind of hard because... You don't know who the person is that is typing in that, because it could be like all attractive women.
What do you mean?
It could, I mean...
But whatever comes up is just a general consensus. This is a brand new Google account
right?
that I'm doing this on.
Okay, so attractive...
So it doesn't have much algorithm there.
It's kind of hard because when you say attractive, you would picture men or women, both.
You're thinking a mix. You're thinking a mixture.
A mixture of both.
Of both worlds yes. here, men and women.
Yes. Because I don't know what else would be attractive.
Maybe some babies, right?
Yeah.
In there. Attractive could be...
That's kind of hard.
A good-looking refrigerator? No.
Right. You wouldn't say a refrigerator. You wouldn't say... Unless it's okay. a person, you would yeah. not be calling something attractive,
yeah, yeah,
right? Unless
yeah.
it's a person.
All right. Let's take a look. Let's see what we got.
See, a mixture.
Attractive. Okay.
Men and women.
It's men and women. Mm-hmm. Some teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How men can appear more attractive according to science. Okay, that's an interesting one. Yeah, I don't know.
So it's a mixture.
It's a mixture.
And then the next one would probably be handsome.
What do you think on that one?
I would think men, more or less all men.
Okay. Handsome, we got maybe some
like
couples.
Right.
Right. And mm-hmm. interestingly, I've been seeing a lot of this, like comparison. Under handsome.
But it's look it's at this. Him, but look it's this. Still him. He's the same person.
Right. And here's another comparison. Uh-huh. Like photos of comparison, I've been noticing under the term handsome.
Okay, but what is
the that?
Female ideal and male ideal?
I have no idea. Without researching more, we don't have time. But I'm just surprised, yeah, a lot of that. Okay, so last word, handsome.
Which would be all men.
You think all men. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the way I perceive it would
mostly
pretty
men.
Much be what... Is looked up as what
some pretty
is.
Boys in here.
Mm-hmm.
And by all due respect, I just mean like literally a pretty boy. Like he's a pretty boy. He's attractive, cute, pretty boy. Like just a young teenager growing in life. And yeah, so I think it's a mixture of everything in here. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
You got some of the older folks
so,
in here.
I mean, all of it's correct. Beauty would be
handsome.
Women and girls.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful would be women, girls. Beauty would be more or less makeup, women putting on makeup to
right.
show their beauty.
Yeah.
Popping
this
out.
Article here, 50 most beautiful men of all time, hot
right.
pictures
see?
Of handsome actors. There's
see,
a lot
so they got beautiful
of,
and
zing,
handsome.
And hot
them,
in
and
there.
Hot,
so it's just all these zing words all over the place. I guess actors would be a zing word too, right?
All right.
I guess. All right. Well, that's been a fun, exciting episode.
Yes,
I hope
it has.
Everyone has enjoyed our discussion about weight management. Any last words? What do you think, honey? I think,
No, I just think...
Moral of the story is what?
All men.
And women. You flipped it on that one.
Come in. Different shapes and sizes.
Different shapes and sizes. Take care, everybody. Appreciate you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning into M&J's World Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's show. You can find our podcast on both iTunes and Spotify. If you'd like to see our video podcasts, visit M&J's World on YouTube Podcasts today. New episode out every Friday. If you have questions, comments, or ideas for the show, please email us at mnjpodcasts@gmail.com. Again, that's mnjpodcasts@gmail.com. Until next time, have a great day.